Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we are talking about the power of the word no. Power of no. I was recently talking with one of my clients, and she's married, and she markets to bring business into their company, and she develops relationships with clients. That's basically what her job is, you know, a sales rep. But a couple of weeks ago, we got on our coaching call, and she was telling me how hurt and disappointed she was with one of her clients. She was actually having a really hard time because, you know, she'd been working on this relationship, this client business relationship, and she felt that they had a great connection and she was really excited about the business that they could do together. And, you know, I always ask my coaching clients, you know, to bring me into their world, let me know what's going on with them. And she was really upset about this situation that had happened with this guy who was one of her clients. She had had business lunches with him, and over the course of a couple weeks, it had become really clear that he had much more in mind than just a professional relationship. And she was really caught off guard. She was very surprised. She didn't see it coming. She's a little naive. For me, I understand that because over the years, there was definitely a time where I was very naive and I hadn't had these experiences that now I've had several and I can spot things, right? But this man, he began texting her in the evening, asking her about her weekend plans, and even started nonchalantly like placing his hand on her leg if they were in physical presence with each other. And it was becoming very, very obvious to her that he was crossing the line. And there were some other things too, but it's not okay at all. And she was totally caught off guard, but then she was very uncomfortable because she's like, well, what do I do about this? You know, I'm so uncomfortable. So for me, I can spot these guys a mile away at this point. After working in a male-dominated work environment for many years, my husband, Danny, he talks about this when we're out and about. There have been people where he's like, oh, yep, this guy is no bueno. Stay away from him, right? There's a couple of really valuable lessons with this experience that she went through, that she was having this relationship. She was having this good connection, and then it went awry. And this guy starts doing inappropriate things, crossing the line for her. So number one lesson here is don't let others' ill intentions or actions bring you down. She was allowing this guy to take way more of her energy than he deserved. And merely just by her saying, I'm so hurt and disappointed, it's like, why? Why are you disappointed and upset about, you know, this guy? Who is he to you? You know, just because someone else does something that's crappy doesn't mean that we have to allow it to affect us at all. And I'm serious. Pull it back. Pull back your power and become the ultimate observer of your emotions. We have the power to be standing in our power with all of our glory and not invite someone in to penetrate our energetic bubble. We all get to choose. We get to choose who we give our tears to, who we give our anger, our joy, our passion to. But don't let it be every lost yahoo that comes your way, you know? Every lost soul out there that's trying to find validation and do their own thing, whether they're shady or they're showing up as a snake in life. it's your choice whether you allow that to affect you, whether you allow it to make you sad or disappointed or hurt. So I had a boss before I jumped in and started my own business. He was a shady character, this guy. And many girls in my office, they were constantly like in cahoots over the inappropriate things he would say and do. And I want you to listen to me and hear it deeply when I say this. Like, bring it in and let this just have massive aha for you, okay? People that want to create nonsense know who they can mess with. People out there who are showing up as shady characters and want to create nonsense, they know who they can mess with. So be a no-nonsense person. And I'm speaking from the perspective of having the floodgates open on nonsense. At one point, I was like, do I have a sign on my forehead that says, drama come my way? Any drama come my way? Because the floodgates were open and I had like an entourage of shady characters showing up in my movie of life. And I just had like one thing after another after another. I've had a lot of training with these kinds of things that we're going over today as far as this situation with this client, with this guy coming into her life, right? So this takes time to get to a point where you can spot things and not let them affect you. So at that point in my life, I had changed my energetic field that I was carrying around me, and there weren't a lot of holes in it. There weren't a lot of invitations for people to bring their shenanigans in. So here's where the art of the powerful word no comes in. Several women in the office had allowed his shenanigans into their life. They knew this guy was really shady, yet often they went out to after-hour drinks with him. They responded to his text messages that he would send whatever time at night. And basically, they gave him the time of day. I did not by this time. I didn't give him the time of day. I saw his character early on. By the way, this guy was fully married, had kids. Like, it was very obvious that the things he was up to was very inappropriate. But I saw these things within him and it was like, okay, stay away from that dude, right? So I didn't always spot this early. In fact, I had so many bosses in the past that I allowed things because they were in an authoritative position. And this is where it gets tricky with people. When it's like, oh, well, I can get business from this person. They're my client, or this is my boss, or something like that. It doesn't matter. However you hold yourself in your energetic space, people will react to. Okay. So when these experiences happen, like with my work, if you actually learn from these, then they become massive gifts. And that goes for everything in life. If there's something that is stressful or hard or painful, as long as we learn, they become massive gifts. Okay. So anyways, back to this guy's character. One day he had given me a substantial raise and I was thrilled. I was super happy. And we were at the office and he said, hey, Jen, let's go celebrate. Let's go out and let's go celebrate. There's a pub across the street. Let's go have some drinks. I want to take you out. And guess what? I simply looked at him and I said this beautiful word. I want you to practice it right now. No, no. I don't care if you just gave me a raise. I didn't say this other part. I just said no, right? But it's like, I don't care if you just gave me a raise. I do care. It's awesome for me and my family. But because you gave me a raise doesn't mean that now I'm like going to go, okay, I know you're up to no good. I've seen a lot of things from you over the course of, you know, 2 years working with you. And now I'm going to go hang out with you. No, I'm not. I'm going home. And so I didn't need to make up a big lie. That's another thing we do when we feel uncomfortable. We make up lies or we go, oh, what am I going to say? How am I going to do it? I just said, no, I got to go home. Right. And that's it. Left it at that. So I want you to get comfortable saying no to things that you have been doing out of avoiding being uncomfortable. I want you to think about right now, just take a minute, to think about and write down, where do you do things that you really don't want to do? And you do it out of obligation, or you do it out of avoiding being uncomfortable. This could be babysitting one of your friend's kids who are beating up on your kids and you don't like it. And when they come over, it's like, man, right? This could be going to hang out with friends that you really don't feel aligned with anymore. And you really walk away feeling icky and you don't want to do it anymore. So I want you to think and write down one area of your life that you say yes to when you really want to say no to. Spot those over this next week. Spot those times where you catch yourself, or you catch yourself saying no, but, and you make up this big lie or a big story as to why you can't, instead of just feeling comfortable, standing in your power, just saying, nope, I've got this going on, or, you know, and just being honest of whatever. There was something with my sister. I have a sister who loves to be out and about and see things and be doing things all the time. And I am definitely more of a homebody. That's always been us. Like, she's out socializing. And then me, I like to socialize, but, you know, I do like my alone time. I like my home time. I like to be with my family. And there were so many years that she would be like, come on, let's go to a concert. Let's go here. Let's go there. And I would go sometimes, but honestly, I had to get comfortable with saying, no, I want to hang out with my kids and watch a movie tonight. And so just getting comfortable with saying no is really a game changer in our life. And of course, I don't mean to say no to everything. Like, of course, we should say yes to life as well. I am specifically saying no to those things that you are doing out of obligation, or when somebody is trying to take advantage of you. Do not feel uncomfortable saying no. By the way, this clown also texted me a couple times late at night. I think he was drinking or something, and I just completely ignore his texts. And I didn't feel bad about it at all. That's the thing, is you don't feel uncomfortable when someone else is doing shenanigans, right? So back to this woman I was telling you about, she was so disappointed in her client who knew she was married and didn't care. He wanted to kick something up with her, right? So don't even allow this person to have your emotions. Just look at this. Check. That's what you're doing. Okay, good to know. Moving on. And, you know, I'm not saying to stuff emotions. That's completely different. Let's look at the difference of this, okay? But if you're allowing yourself to go to lower vibration feelings for people that they shouldn't even have that power over you, that's what I'm talking about here. So yes, if your spouse, your dear friends, your children, they do something that hurts you, then that's appropriate and you can feel that, right? I am just simply saying, like, you will recognize this with your children, your older children, or your friends or your spouse. You'll be able to recognize that they're giving their emotions, or you're giving your emotions to people that they really shouldn't have that power over you. This one cracks me up, but how people allow someone, like, driving down the road that flips them off or does something, gives them a dirty look or something like that, whatever, allow that person to take your energy. You don't even know them. You never even had a conversation with them. And sometimes people will allow that to, like, put them in a funk for their whole day. It's silly. Sometimes, although, even if those relationships, I see a lot of people are giving away their power more than they need. So then I spoke with another client who recently just separated from her husband, and another guy she worked with was blatantly inappropriate, and she wanted nothing to do with this guy, right? But she was trying to figure out how to tell him, how to handle this. Look, stop apologizing for things that you shouldn't need to apologize for. We allow ourselves to feel uncomfortable when someone is out of line. Be unapologetic, okay? Stand in your power and simply say no when it's time. Then walk on and don't mull it over in your mind going over and over of like, oh, did I offend them? Or did I say that right? Or I hope, you know, I didn't ruin our business together. Just go enjoy your day. Just no nonsense. Stand in your power. Nope, not happening. Dude, just got out of a marriage or just recently separated. I want nothing to do with that. Right. And then just go enjoy your day and don't worry about it. That will clear out so many things out of your life so that you'll be able to focus your time, your energy, and on your important relationships. Okay. So once you clear out all of those things that are taking your time out of obligation, then you'll be able to focus more on your relationships that truly matter to you, that you do want to spend that time with. So let's first look at your core people. You've got your tier one, your tier two, and your tier three. Your tier one are those core people that if you don't know what's going on with these people, you're not okay. For me, this is my husband, Danny, and my four children. Okay. It should not be a lot of people. Okay. If you have a lot of people in there, then you need to bump some to tier two because we only have so much time in the day. And this is what happens like in today's busy world. This is so important to recognize because we are being pulled in so many different directions. There's so many things on our plate to take our attention. And so we have to prioritize those relationships and bring it down to a small bubble. This does not mean you don't love other people or love everyone on planet Earth, but we have a limited amount of time on this planet. And those people that have really good relationships and fulfillment in their life, I feel like they are dialed in on this right here. They are dialed in on who are their priorities in life. And where are they putting their time, focus, and energy? You all know people, I'm sure, that they have a zillion friends. They're constantly going out with people. They're like the social light of the town. They probably don't have as close relationships with their core bubble as you would want in your own life because there's only so much time in life, right? So, your tier one is your core bubble. Then your tier two, these are other relationships that you can go and you can spend time with and you can, you know, nourish these relationships. These could be your parents, your siblings, you know, other friends and family members, but you don't need to talk to them every day and see them every day and spend time with them every day. You don't need to know their play-by-play of what's happening in their life. And then the tier three, these are people that, you know, you don't really need to invest your time and energy into, but you like them. And when you see them, you know, you can say hello. Maybe this is people like for me, I think about neighbors or people at the football field that I see when I go to football for my son. And it's like, these people are great. I like them. I love to, you know, be able to visit with them, but I'm not calling them. I'm not texting them. I'm not like putting a lot of time and energy into these specific people. So this exercise will help you connect with those people so much because what it does is it brings that clarity back. And so every once in a while, I like to look at this and go, where am I spending most of my time? Now, here's something that's important to note. It doesn't just mean where you're spending your time physically. Okay. A lot of times, especially in today's world, we can physically be with our core people, but not pay, you know, attention to them, not have conversations with them, be on our phone, be actually out in that tier three energetically. And that's where we're putting our mind when we're physically with our tier one. And it doesn't mean that you can't be with those people every once in a while, but I'm saying the majority of the time, where are you putting your attention? Because it's so easy. And we have this challenge in our own world over here of like paying attention to things outside of the home are like on a normal basis a lot. You know, there's so many times where I'm like, get off your electronics. And I have to say that to myself too, you know? But I had to get clear on this in my life to feel okay. But this was such a game changer for me personally. So So with me being in such a huge family, I have so many siblings and nieces and nephews. I have lots of friends and I have clients and I have neighbors and the whole football community, that I could get swept away with my focus real fast. And sometimes it slips, but this helps anchor me back to where am I feeling a little out of sorts. So for me, I need to have one-on-one convos with each of my tier one on a normal basis. So for example, I have Danny and our two younger kids that live at home. We can be together, but I need to bring those kids off on my own every once in a while. We need to have those one-on-one conversations. What's going on in your life? To my 10-year-old daughter, who are you talking to? What happened today? Having those simple one-on-one conversations will be the anchor to anchor you back, to reconnect your energy. So just because you're all in the same house, just do this simple little thing where you're having one-on-one conversations. And this can be where you go, hey, you run to the store with me and you stay at home with dad and I'm just going to take a minute. So we have 10 minutes on our own. And while we get in the car and we're going to the store, instead of just listening to the music, then maybe I turn off the music or I turn it down and I say, hey, honey, what's going on with you? Who have you been talking to? And what's going on with your best friend? Or who are you crushing on these days? You know, you ask those questions to get into their world. And then you're like, okay, I now feel at ease because I'm now connected. Same thing with my husband. I have to do that same thing. It's like, you know, the other day I said, man, honey, I feel like we're ships right now passing because we have so much going on, right? So I said, we need to connect. We need to talk. Let's look at each other. And so it's just like those simple little things that can bring us back. Even just saying that to him to go, oh yeah, hello, yeah. Hello, wife. That's right. Let's reconnect. And so they don't have to be long combos, but just no one else around, just me and them. So sometimes our children go through these phases where they pull back. You guys feel me, right? Other mamas, other papas, you feel me? So sometimes they're going through a phase where maybe they're having some challenging things in their life and they pull back because they don't want their mom or dad to know. Sometimes they pull back just because they want some healthy independence, and that's okay. But it's our job to stay in their life. So once we clear out all that noise from all these people taking our time and attention, we say no, then we can look at our tier one and we can go, okay, who needs me? Who do I need? Where am I feeling a little off? So for me, you know, I've got these five people that I'm always thinking of, oh, I need to call my daughter today who's in Oregon and FaceTime her and get into her world because maybe it's been a few days. It's our job to get into their world, especially as parents, right? So get creative. How can you get into their world? So ways to connect with your kids. Okay, we're going to go over some of these. Number one. Go to their level of interest. What are they into? So if they're into slime, make slime with them one day. Sit down and, you know, get out your ingredients and make slime with them. Play video games. Wow. That's a radical thought. For me, as I was writing this segment, I was like, yeah, I need to do more of this. See, what I do is I channel. What are people needing right now? What are they wanting? What's the temperature check? And I just channel. And then as I write things, I'm like, I could do that more. Throw the football with them. This is definitely a game changer to go to their level of interest. Number two, talk to their friends. This is a really, really big one. Also have fun with them. Okay. But I want you to pay attention to this. Most adults ignore children and teens. I want you to pay attention to that when you're out and about, okay? I make it a point to bring my kids into the convo when I'm talking to an adult. So for example, last night being on the football field, you know, whenever I see people that I know, then they'll come up and we'll be talking and my daughter could be standing there. And last night she was standing next to me and this is so common, but this woman comes up, she just looking at me, just talking to me. And I'm like, hey, this is my daughter. This is Mia. And as she's talking, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, you know that, Mia, you've done that before. And I'm pulling her into the conversation so she feels like a part of it. You know, so many times people think, oh, they're a kid and I'm talking to this adult, but you will notice that it brings them into your world. It helps them feel respected and they'll do the same for you. You know, they'll say, oh, hey, this is my mom. But if we teach them and we respect them, and if we see someone, we introduce our child to them or we bring them into part of the conversation. Of course, I know that it has to be age appropriate, but so many times, like, these kids are so smart and wise and they can be a part of the conversation if we treat them like an equal. We treat them like we would want to be treated, right? And this goes for anybody. You know, if you notice, there's so many times where people have others come up, and even if it's like you're talking to one friend and someone else comes up, so many times people don't have that common courtesy to just introduce. So get good at introducing. It's a very important thing to get used to and to be cognizant of. When their friends are around, okay, when your kids' friends are around, ask them questions. How was your game, buddy? I heard you played a soccer game the other day. You know, how's your mom doing? What have you done this summer? Start asking those kids questions to get into their world. And what this does is this helps their friends like you, for one, and they want to come around more. And you do want your kids in your space, right? You want them there. You want their friends in your space so you know who are they hanging out with, what's going on with them. And it also, your child sees this and it helps connect with their world to know what's going on with them, right? Okay, number three. This is a big one. So big and so powerful. But I think that so many times we don't think about asking this question. Ask them what you can do to show up for them. Hey, buddy, what can I do to show up for you as a mom? Is there something that you want or need that I could show up better or in a way that would help you or that you would like? Don't be afraid to ask this. They will really appreciate this. Can you imagine, like, thinking back, if your parents would have said that to you, how special that would make you feel, how seen you would feel of what do you need from me? Many times as parents, we get in that role of, hey, I want you to make sure you got your homework done. Make sure you clean your room. Do your chores. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? And we constantly pile on demands that we want from them. But don't stop to say, hey, what would you like? Or what do you need? Of course, we ask them what they need all the time for physical things. What do you want to eat? What do you want at the store? What can I buy you? Of course, those things. But I'm talking on a deeper level. How do you need me to show up for you as a mom, as a dad? Very powerful. And this goes for whatever age. I was recently talking to my 23-year-old daughter. I've been really feeling like she needs me more lately. She's definitely changing. She's closing chapters in her life. Things are coming to an end with where she's going to be living. She's almost done with her bachelor's degree. She's almost ready to move out of Oregon. She's recently decided to actually call it quits with her boyfriend that she's been with for 2.5 years. And so she's going through a lot of changes. And when I talk to her, I can tell, like, she's emotional. And so I'm realizing, hey, reach out to her more. Make sure you're texting her, call her more. And the other day we were talking and I told her that when I told my older son that I said, hey, you know, and I said both of their names, her and her boyfriend's name. And he thought I was going to say at the end of that sentence, are getting married. And what I really said was, are breaking up. When I told my daughter that, she laughed. She thought that was funny. And she said, Mom, what would you do? what would you do if I would have told you that I was getting married? And I said, well, I would have had a conversation with you to make sure you were clear on what you wanted, and then I would support you. And she was like, really? And I said, yeah, of course. Like, this is your journey. It's not my journey. It is not my job as your mom to control what you do. But being here for you, asking you what you need, that is my job. But when you ask your kids this, like, you know, how can I show up for you? What do you need from me? Whatever they say, don't be defensive. For example, if they say, oh, you're always on the phone with your friends and you feel like that's not true, instead of arguing and saying, no, I'm not, then just say, okay, check. I will be better and be on my phone less when we're together, and actually listen to what they're saying. I know it can be tricky to stay connected to the people that we love and to connect with our children, but here are some ways that you can do that. So thanks for being here today. Have a fabulous week, and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.